It is a great time for aspiring content creators to get their work out there, developing their skills while sharing their incredible efforts on socials. But how do you stand out from the crowd? Well, that's where the Fly Creator Awards come in, an international showcase celebrating emerging filmmakers and creators and the incredible work they produce without a studio budget. Here to tell us all about it is the awards founder, Sheena Fly. Welcome, Sheena.
Hi, everyone. Hello. I'm so happy to be part of your program today.
It is a pleasure to have you on 2SER Friday Drive, Sheena. Can you tell us a little bit of the inspiration behind starting your own Content Creators Award in Australia?
So our film festival is actually the first one in the whole world that we are bringing filmmakers and content creators together, and we say that we can create a community and we can learn from each other. So far, we have filmmakers who are coming from film schools, and they've been trying their best to have like high-quality films out there. And then we have content creators who were a bit more isolated, and they were like trying to, you know, learn everything on their own and create content. And we want to make a community out of these two hardworking groups.
That's incredible. I was actually going to ask you what was so unique about your Creators Award internationally. It is amazing to hear that someone has stood up and said, we need to celebrate these efforts. Why do you believe it's so important to celebrate these content creators out of film school and off social media platforms such as YouTube and Instagram?
Well, as you might know, these days, more than we watch films, we get to swipe and we scroll and we watch more content every day. So because we're consuming so much content, we also have to create a better environment for them so that they create better content, and that's what we're consuming. So it's a cycle. And just like we encourage filmmakers to focus on creating better films through film festivals, and we tell them, go bold with the storytelling, you're allowed to be unique, and that's what we see in film festivals happening. We want to do the same for creators, and we tell them, you're not limited to your number of views or algorithm. Like, we just want you to create the best content and tell new stories, and we value that. So we're encouraging them to not just use the shock factor and, you know, the daily stuff that we see, but be bold in creating contents that are actually valuable.
That's amazing. So I've got a question for you as a judge and any of your judges. What attributes are you looking out for in addition to storytelling and quality when you are selecting content for your awards?
So we've been looking at, like, the story was the most important thing, I think. And our jury were telling you the contents or the short films that they selected were mostly based on the story and how moving it was and how unique the story was, and also the way that it was told. So we had a documentary by an amazing Australian creator, and he said it was his first documentary, but it was so bold and the topic was so unique that everyone, when we watched it at the festival, we were all like, oh my god, this is what we're watching. Like, it was just new and amazing. So we were looking for those kind of contents and short films.
That's great. Have you got any other particular favorites from the finalist selection that really caught your attention?
There were a lot of stories that we wanted to show all of them. And I was so happy that after the festival, so many people came to me and asked, like, even some of the nominees that we had, but we couldn't screen them. They were like, how can I watch that one? Because the story sounded so good. And I'm just happy that through our festival, we could have international voices coming through and we could hear them from Australia. We had something about the Ukraine war. We had something that a father and daughter made about how they went through the grieving of their the mom passing away from cancer. And all of the stories we could hear from all around the world, and we could relate to them in a way that we realized we all have things in common. It doesn't matter what language or culture we're coming from. And that is the power of film and content and media. And we have so many. I can't choose, really.
Your awards play such an important part in sharing these stories through a unique art form, and they've grown a lot in the last few years. What are your plans going forward with the awards?
Well, that's a good question. We always want to move forward, and the next step for us is probably we're going to stay in Australia a bit longer, but we do have offers from other countries that they want us to do the festival in their country so that they can actually come and attend, and they want us there. So we might be a traveling film festival soon, but you can follow us on social media, fly.awards, or go to our website to hear about what's coming soon.
That is amazing. And I'm going to ask for any content creators and filmmakers out there listening, what advice would you give to anyone pursuing this art form as a career?
Well, I would say don't follow the crowd, because we're consuming so much that are similar now, and everyone's are like tapping into trends and things like that. Well, we want to see new, unique stories that comes from each individual, and that is how you can express yourself as an artist. So I would say content creators can become artists of their own content, and I want to see them going bolder and don't really care about views.
That is amazing. Thank you so much, Sheena.
No worries. I had a fun time talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to have you. That was Sheena Fly, founder of the Fly Creator Awards, an international film festival uniting filmmakers and content creators to celebrate short content creativity. You can learn more about the awards on their website and their Instagram. We're going to attach the links on the 2SER website, so make sure you check it out.